As we continue our celebrations of Niue Language Week this morning, we're joined now by Randy Aliovaihe and his beautiful daughter, Connie Lee. Randy is a Niue community leader in Palmerston North, as well as a content creator championing Wangahau Niue through videos of beautiful Connie Lee teaching Wangahau a new way. Randy and Connie Lee Aliovaihe join us now from Palmerston North. Whakalofa lahi atu, Randy, whakalofa lahi atu, Connie Lee.
Yeah, whakalofa lahi atu, Brian, thank you for having us this morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning as well. Thank you, especially to you, Connie Lee, up nice and early. Thank you, dear. Randy, why don't we have a talanoa with you firstly. Villages you're representing this morning from the Rock of Polynesia.
Yeah, I'm Dixon Lovelace, get the Tolos, get the Maho Kumipungi Nei, go if you come on, get the Tolos, get the Tolos, get the Tolos, get the Tolos, get the Tolos. Yeah, warm greetings to everyone. Today, I'm originally from Hakupu, the village of Hakupu, but today, you know, I'm representing the whole of Niue. So my village is Hakupu, but, you know, for the sake of Niue Language Week this week, I represent the whole of Niue today.
Come on, come on, the Rock of Polynesia indeed. Now, for the Niue community in Palmerston North, Randy, tell us a little bit about the history of the Niue community there.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. My family personally moved over to New Zealand, Palmerston North, probably 2006. But before we moved here, there were already Niueans established in Palmerston North, specifically the Ingasiers. Up to date, we, you know, as a community, we get together a lot throughout the year. We do a lot of Niuean community events, activities. And you know, I'd like to say we're quite active. Just as a small community, I'd say there's about 100 active members at the moment, and that's probably made up of four or five Niuean families, so there's quite a big number of, you know, of families or kids per family. Yeah.
In terms of events happening this week in Palmerston North to celebrate Niue Language Week, what's the big one coming up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, now we've had a couple. Sunday, normally we start off with a church service. That's our official opening. And then throughout the week, we've got activities. Like yesterday, we had a lakahui, sort of a walk, just to promote the health side of, you know, throughout the week. Tuesday tonight, we've got akololongo, which is song, dance practices. Wednesday, we've got a cooking night with the kids. And I think we'll be making tikihi for that. And then Thursday, we will be having a quiz night as usual. Friday is normally Friday is Matua Ola, where we host our matuas in Palmerston North, not just the Niuean community, but extended community, Pacific communities. And Saturday, we lead into our constitution. So that's the big day for us, I suppose. This year, we're having the Honourable Fisa Bihingia. He's going to be present amongst our constitution celebrations this year. So that's a big one for us.
Nice. And please feel free, if you want, of course, to send up some tikihi. We are offering that out to all our 531 Niue community this week. But, yeah, just as a side note there. Now, in terms of your Wangahau Niue journey, Randy, tell us more about that.
Yeah, I grew up, I was actually born in Fiji, moved to Niue when I was five, pretty much grew up in the islands in Niue, you know, Niue, I consider Niuean language as my first language. Growing up with Niue language was, you know, that was the only language you spoke at home. I remember my grandfather, you know, he was probably the main driver for Niue, Wangahau Niue at home. We would learn that through reading of the Bible, singing church songs, you know, that was the language he spoke at home, at the bush, on the sports field, at high school. And yeah, when we moved to Palmerston North, I was very fortunate that we moved as a family. And, you know, me and my siblings, my parents, we always stayed connected speaking in Niuean. And I'm grateful to my father also that he continued that learning from our grandfather. So we were able to, you know, continue doing the reading, the Bible readings, the church songs, and so on and so forth. And here we are now. I've got my own kids, so that's the plan, to get these guys on that page on the same boat. Hopefully get them speaking fluent Niuean one day.
Very good, which leads me to, you know, the Vangahol videos featuring Connie Lee, and I'm assuming that's your son as well, the other superstar in the video. Is that correct? Oh, sorry, what? Sorry?
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, we've got our cousin, Connie Lee's cousin, Haukura Ingasia. He's also come on board to give Connie help with some of the videos. And we also feature Connie Lee's younger sister, Liani, in some of the videos as well.
Okay, then. Oh, that's awesome. Now, over to you, Connie Lee. So, Connie Lee, how did you learn all those, you know, Niuean words? Because I watched one of the videos in there, and you were awesome, like teaching the, you know, taharua. You know, how did you learn all those Niuean words?
Speak up louder.
I learned them from my dada. Gave me them. And
speak up louder.
Okay. My daddy told me them, and some were a little bit tricky for me, but some of them were okay with me.
Very good. Connie Lee, how old are you?
Six.
Oh my gosh, you are so awesome doing those videos. And what was it like helping dad and doing the videos with you know, your little sister and cousin? What were those like?
Fun.
Why were they fun? Speak up louder.
Okay, they were fun because my sisters were in my video, and her girl was in my video.
That's awesome. And as I said, Connie Lee, you did such an amazing job. Mitaki lahi, mitaki lahi. Now, Randy, I understand, I've seen on one of the videos, you've got a special goal around 10,000. What's that goal? Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so I thought, I was actually involved with the Hahana Reokthorn a couple of weeks back. And from that idea, I was like, man, surely us Niueans can you know, not match it, but do something similar. So we got Connie on board and her cousin, and we put it out there as a challenge for all the Niueans and the non-Niueans, just to spread awareness. Our goal for this week is to try and achieve 10,000 Niuean comments. So we're slowly getting there, but we need those comments. Anything in Niuean, eh, Connie?
Yeah.
Very good. So we'll get that, and we'll make sure to post it up on our live stream here. For you, you know, Randy, this morning, your passion for the Vangahau Niue, what's the message to our Niue community, especially, and it's the ongoing thing with each language week, for our young Pasifika that are born here in New Zealand and wanting to connect with their mother tongue, their cultural identity? What would you say?
Yeah, I think the language starts from home. You know, as parents, we need to be responsible for driving that learning. I hear a lot of people, you know, saying that schools and the government should be driving that. But personally, you know, just from experience at home, I think us parents need to drive that. I know that through my generation, my parents, you know, or grandparents were the main drivers of that. So, you know, as a young parent, you would probably just, you know, just rely heavily on your grandparents to do all of that teaching. But just for the younger generation, you know, it just starts off with simple words at home, simple commands, you know, makona, which means, you know, are you full? And, you know, slowly they'll start building up their vocabulary, and then hopefully they can put words together. But definitely start from home.
And where can we see more of your wonderful Vangahau Niue videos, please, Randy?
Yeah. So our main platform at the moment is Facebook. And then from Facebook, I upload all my videos on YouTube. So the YouTube idea is that it's easier to search, whereas Facebook, you know, after lots of posts, those posts go missing after after a while. So you can find it on Facebook or on YouTube, and it's all free. Our hope and goal is to make sure that everyone, you know, gains access to these content, the content that we're providing.
And finally, of course, Randy, Whangahau Language Week, some words of encouragement in the beautiful Whangahau Niue.
Yeah, whakamalolo, ma Dominic Matakainanga ke whakaakoto whanau, ke whakaakoto Whangahau motu. Pesini he, pesini ka eke ke I mtakelei hao Whangahau Niue, ka mata mai he te kupu kiki, kupu kuku ke langmatai hao to whanau, ke mai ke mai ke mtoro mo hao mga whawa ke whakaakoto Whangahau motu.
A very big thank you for Kawelahi Mahaki, Randy and Connie Lee Liuvai. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it, and all the best for the rest of the Niue Language Week celebrations in Palmerston North. Monuine aho, koi kia. Thank you.
Can we just do a shout-out?
Of course.
Yeah, I just want to do a shout-out to my Niue and Palmerston North community, the Wellington Niue and community, Auckland community, FOBS Touch Team, and just to everyone this week, happy Niue Language Week. You know, you have a passion for your Whangahau Niue. Koe kia, whakauilahi. Can you want to sign off? Check out our videos. Make sure you comment. 10,000 Niuean comments.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Mitaki lahi. Monuine aho.
Whakauilahi, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Connie Lee.